The crew of the Okeanos Explorer found the orb late last month, and it ended up making national headlines for stumping the ship's scientists. Sam Candio is an expedition coordinator aboard the NOAA ship.
I'm not even sure that that was the most interesting thing on that dive. We aboard pretty much forgot about it. And then once it started getting all the media attention, it was just like, oh, this is what everybody's focused on.
Candio says they had no idea the public would be so fascinated by it. Researchers still haven't been able to identify the golden orb.
We don't know what it is, and I haven't gotten any compelling ideas from people ashore. But a lot of the theories right now are kind of the same ones that we had when we first came across it. Could be some sort of sponge, maybe a coral. I'm on the egg case train.
It was found about 2 miles deep on the ocean floor during the ship's work along Alaska's coastline this year. Underwater, the orb looked a bit more circular and had kind of a golden shine, but when the drone brought a sample to the surface, it was a matte brown and had a flaky texture with a hard center. Scientists aboard the ship took several photos and ran tests, but Candio says the crew will have to send it to the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History for further analysis.
All of our samples, we took a lot this expedition. We got a lot of things that are new to science, which is really exciting. And so we're processing them, making sure that we get them all packed away safely.
He says the crew was also intrigued by the egg, but on that particular dive, they were more fascinated by seeing octopi tending to eggs. That's previously been a rare sight. The Okeanos Explorer is about to complete its work in Alaska. The ship's last stop is in Seward, and the crew will head to San Francisco for the winter. Candio says he was glad to visit so many places around the state.
Just seeing how incredible all the life and the landscapes and the geology and how diverse and beautiful it was, with crazy coral forests and chemosynthetic communities and pretty much everything you could hope to see. It's just amazing to see that both on land and at sea.
The boat is scheduled to begin mapping waters around Hawaii next year. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Benoit.